The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Mishenimsa Tzadik Nechtam L'chayim. If you found to be a tzaddik on Rosh Hashanah, you are written up immediately. You are written up and sealed L'chayim. Mishenimsa Rasha Nechtam L'misa. So the Rambam says a point which is debated, but the Rambam Shita is that on Rosh Hashanah, tzaddik is written up and nechtam. In fact, that's the Magen Avraham's opinion, that when you say, when you greet someone on Rosh Hashanah, you say, tikaseh v'sechasem, you say you should be written up and you should be sealed. In other words, you want to, so you can view your friend that you think he's a tzaddik. And the Ramah disagrees, and this says you say, goshana tova tikaseh, we don't say v'techasem. And that's the Vilna Gaon Shita. The Vilna Gaon Shita, no one is nechtam on Rosh Hashanah, even tzaddikim. You have to, the Gemara says it, no, when it's nechtam, it means for olam haba, not for olam hazah. So you have a pragmatic, you have a machokis, a big hashkafic machokis, whether you nechtam b'chayim on Rosh Hashanah or not. On a practical level, whether you say, when you greet your friend on the night of Rosh Hashanah, do you say just you should be written up or you should be written up in seal? So what does the Rambam continue? The Rambam writes, so if you're a Beinoni, Tolan also ad Yom HaKippurim. If you're a Beinoni, you're in between, so you're hanging out until Yom Kippur. The judgment's still out. Im Asa Tshuva Nechtam L'chayim. Vimlav Nechtam Lamisa. If you do tshuva, you're written up for life, and if not, you are written up for death. So there's a famous kasha, everyone asks it. The Kolk Veor, others, everyone asks the pshat on the Rambam. Is it's mashavith from the Rambam? The only thing that helps is im asa tshuva. Why didn't the Rambam just say, do another mitzvah, put on tefillin, put on Taoist, go to the hospital, do Bikur Cholim. There are many mitzvahs you could do. The Rambam seems to say there's something that only tshuva seems to help and not other things. So some want to point out that, no, the reason why he points, really, perhaps any mitzvah will work, but the reason why it talks about tshuva is because you get an aveira for not doing tshuva. In other words, all year round, we have a mitzvah of tshuva. But dirshu Hashem v'matzu, all year round, we have a mitzvah. During Aseret Yemei Tshuva, card comes down and begs us for tshuva. Like the Gemara in Yuma, where I think it was Rebbe, someone insulted him during the year and he never came to ask mechila. He went into the butcher shop and he didn't ask mechila, and the butcher died. The bone chopped up in his neck. The pshat is, all year round he didn't do tshuva, but the guy comes to you and you don't do tshuva, that's a terrible aver. So, dirshu Hashem v'matzu, aser Hashem tshuva, so the aver for not doing tshuva, tilt the scales. That's one pshat. There's another famous pshat in the name of Aaron Cutler. That no, the mitzvahs are going on next year. I'm going to put on Taoist tefillin, I'm going to do many mitzvahs, but they will go on next year, cheshbon. In fact, that's the machokas among the minhagim on whether you do Kiddush Lavana during Aseret Yemei Tshuva or do you do Kiddush Lavana after Yom Kippur. So some of them, you wait till after Yom Kippur, it's a time of Simcha. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, you do Kiddush Lavana right away before Yom Kippur. And that was the minhag of David Lipschitz, the Suvakarav in YU, who used to do Kiddush Lavana before Yom Kippur, if he had the opportunity, if the moon came out. So what's the Nekudas HaMachokes? So obviously the Vilna Gaon Shita seems to be that mitzvahs do count. Chapa Ryan, get another mitzvah in. It will count even to this year's chesh. Maybe it won't count per se, but maybe out showing something else. But Pash just, the God seems to say the mitzvahs you do during Aseret Yemei Tshuva do help for the din. And others say no. So if you hold it doesn't help, only tshuva helps, so you might as well, I guess, there's no gain in doing Kiddush Lavana during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And since you're supposed to do a besimcha, so wait till after the din. The assumption is after Yom Kippur, you'll be happy. But that's the second shot is, the mitzvahs are going on next year. Only tshuva can get rid of a sin, l'mafreya, retroactively. And then there's a famous answer from the Rav Huttner that we look at the Rambam like, okay, you have 100 mitzvahs, you have 101 mitzvahs and 99 averus, it tilts the scale or the reverse. But a Beinoni, you have the same amount of mitzvahs. It's a quantity thing, like a bushel. You count the apples. So he says the din of Rosh Hashanah isn't a din in the numerical value of mitzvahs. It's the yisod of yourself. What is your essence? Are you an essence of Baal Tshuva? Are you looking to grow? Like we know about Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to do a complete tshuva. You just have to turn the ship around. You go, and even though you're many miles away, but as long as you show God, that's where you're heading. So it's not so much, as they say, the spiritual ladder. Someone could be on the 10th ladder. If he's heading to number 5, it's not that good. But someone who is 5 heading to 10, he's on a higher level because we view a person by where he's holding. And that's why, in fact, that's the famous Avni Nezer that the Shem Yeshua quotes in Gemara Erev Memtes about the halacha of Erev Techumen, that this, you can't go more than 2,000 amas out of where you are. Let's say out of the city limits or wherever you may be. But let's say you're in the middle of nowhere, so you get 2,000 amas. But let's say you have in mind, you know what? This area, which is 1,900 amas away from here, I have in mind to be there. So the luck is you get an additional 2,000 minus a drop to go further. But you're not there. But since your mind's there, you are there. Like we say, Baruch Shein Kavo Malchuso at the end of Yom Kippur. I mean, we say at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Why not say at the end after we fasted 25 hours? Because a person's where his mind is. On Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre, you're thinking about fasting. But once you're at the end of Yom Kippur, you're thinking about what you're breaking the meal on. That's the Maral also by the angels with the ladder, by Yaakov. It says the angels from Chutzlitz were taking over. What do you mean he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The answer is that you could be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if you think of Chutzlitz, we treat you there. So that's the Yisod of Rav Huttner. You are wherever your mind is, Bashir Husham. And that's what's different about tshuva, is that you don't have to do tshuva on everything. My other mitzvahs, if I have three tefillin, if I have three parishes in the tefillin, or three minim, so I could have the beautiful lulav, esrog, and hadassim, but if I don't have a ravos, I don't get the mitzvah. I could have a beautiful cloth, but if I don't have the four pashios, it's no good. However, by tshuva, of course the goal is to do a complete tshuva, tshuva gemura. But even the first step, hakara sachet, you take the boat and turn the ship around, and that's what that's what the avodah of Yom Kippur, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is all about, is to show her in the right direction. And that's those are the different pshatim within the Rambam. The Rambam writes, if you're a Beinoni, you must have tshuva. So either we could say, by not doing tshuva during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that's the avera that tilts the scale. And therefore, that's why, or no, or the mitzvahs of Aaron Kohen, the mitzvahs count for next year, which seems to be against the gra. And that's the issue, whether you could do Kiddush Lavana on whether you can do it, whether you should wait till after Yom Kippur or do it right away. And then we have Rav Huttner and others' approaches. No, it's not about quantity, it's quality. If I said tshuva, tshuva signifies you're heading in the right direction. And therefore, well, God will overlook, he's not, you know, there's different quality, quantitative. If you show God you're on the fifth four, but you're heading to number 10, so that's the avodah of Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah, is that you just need a hero tshuva, and it could be it's a marathon, not a sprint, and therefore that is the pshat in the Rambam. Yom Asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim, and we have nechtam specifically tshuva in contrast to other mitzvahs during that time.